This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, all, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu,
Arvind Yuvraj,
and of course, our producer is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
We're going to be with you until around 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch with the show to have a discussion with us, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number to message us at. You can also get us on Twitter or Instagram. Our handle over there is at BFM Radio. Feeling a little bit brighter yesterday. Yesterday I was a little bit woozy. I did that silly little thing of taking medicine in the morning that turned out to be the drowsy medicine when it shouldn't have been the drowsy medicine that I was taking. You know, one of those days, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, today's topic of discussion. There was a opinion piece on TechCrunch yesterday and how they say that they said that Instagram still doesn't age check kids and that must change. Because it turned out that you could sign up for their app if you were under the age of 13 and still be allowed to use that app. And, of course, that causes a whole bunch of problems. Not less than it creates a violation of the Child Online Privacy Protection Act, which Instagram had managed to skirt. Our question for today is, which apps should have an age check feature? We're going to ask you guys to give us some feedback on that, and we're going to talk around this idea. We'll then be moving on to a story about the GIF year in review.
Yes, by Google.
By Google. Wrapping up with Singapore are testing facial recognition at Changi Terminal 4. Right, so I'll quickly run through some of this stuff over on TechCrunch. We've got some clips coming up a little bit later on as well. So this is the opinion piece. Remember, it's not our opinion, but this is something you need to know. Instagram dodges child safety laws by not asking users their age upon sign-up. It can feign ignorance about how old they are. That way, it can't be held liable for a $40,000 per violation of the Child Online Privacy Protection Act. The law bans online services from collecting personally identifiable information about kids under 13 without parental consent. Yet Instagram is surely stockpiling that sensitive info about underage users, shrouded by the excuses that it doesn't know who's who. User growth at all costs is no longer acceptable. Now, it turns out that Instagram are woefully behind its peers. Snapchat and TikTok require you to enter your age as soon as you start the sign-up process. This really should be the minimum regulatory standard, and lawmakers should close that loophole, allowing services to skirt compliance by not asking. If users register for an account, they should be required to enter an age of 13 or older. Facebook and Instagram currently have moderators lock the accounts of any users they stumble across that they suspect are under 13. Users must then upload government-issued proof of age to regain control. That policy only went into effect last year after the UK's Channel 4 reported a moderator from Facebook was told to ignore seemingly underage users unless they explicitly declared that they were too young or were even reported for being under the age of 13. Now, after this piece went out,
there's an update.
There is. Instagram has now launched an age gate for its app, but it will only appear to new signups and not to existing users, which means a billion users won't have been checked to ensure that they're over the age of 13. Now,
it's a response to the article, you would say, right?
Yeah. Well, it turns out that even before the article came out, some of the people before this article came out had done some digging, and they found that within the Android app, there was stuff in development for an age gate. So it seems as though, you know, Instagram were already on the ball.
They were preparing for something.
They were preparing for something along these lines. Jeff?
I don't know. The thing is, though, the kids in that age generation, right, they're so in tune with the current trends and the current kind of, you know, best apps. And like my nephew and nieces, who are like really young, they're like 5 and 6 years old, they know how to like operate a smartphone, and you know, they know how to like take photos, and some of them, they probably, you know, they take better photos than I do, and it's because they grew up with it, right? So maybe, you know, the way that they look at these kind of devices are different from the way that we look at these kind of apps and oh, you know, there's danger and stuff, right? Granted, there is, you know, there's a lot of risk involved. There's a lot of danger involved when we, you know, don't like just, you know, we have like this open gate where you can sign up no matter what age you are, right? So I think even when you sign up on Facebook back in the day, like you still have to like kind of put in what's your age.
That's right.
Stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was weird that Instagram didn't quite have that. So you just sign up, just have an email address. And we know that, you know, these generations, the ones from the age 7 to 13 years old, they would use a platform like Instagram because, you know, social for them means, you know, sharing everything that they go about in their life. There is that risk, but there's also maybe how we see like YouTube, they have, you know, YouTube Kids where you only could view certain kinds of platform. That could probably be a way, I feel like the best way forward. You could still sign up if you're, you know, below the age of 13 years old, but you're signing up for like an Instagram Kids account.
A walled gate, a walled garden almost.
Yeah, because I think, you know, if we restrict them, oh, you can't access, it's only going to allow them to find ways to get into the platform, right? So you can't stop.
Because how do you know that they're actually above the age of 13? Like, Facebook used to do the same thing. Mm. And then they found out that there was a huge, like, significant number of people who are on the platform who are under 13, who are pretending to be above 18 or 13 or whatever the age limit was. So it's like, how do you verify that someone is above a certain age on an online platform? So you can only ask. Mm. And if a person wants to get on the platform, they can easily lie. They can just go like, yeah, you know, check the box. I'm above this age. Just access the platform. So these that's literally the only thing they can do for now. YouTube is having like a complicated process going on because of the whole COPPA thing, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Some of the channels on YouTube, I know, cannot target kids' content anymore. And if they target kids' content, then they cannot monetize. So there's a huge like debate happening on that platform. YouTube wants to make sure that people are not making content for kids so that when kids are on the platform, they're only watching things that are sanctioned for them.
Right.
So that's one way of doing it. It's a complex, complicated process. People don't know how whether they can monetize, cannot monetize, what content they're supposed to make, are they in the wrong? But as far as like, you know, asking for someone's age if they can use a platform, like what does it do? At the end of the day, you can you easily can say yes or no without your parents knowing and still be on the platform.
I think what Jeff was saying earlier on about, you know, his nieces and nephews, these young kids who have grown up with it and they know how to use these platforms and they're aware of how it functions and whatever. And that's great, right? Technologically, but, you know, there's an element of naivety to that. And I mean naivety as in, you know, they are not aware of the bigger picture, of the bigger scope of, like, you know, bad people on the internet, you know, and the idea of having like this walled garden where up until the age of 13, you can share content to people who are up to the age of 13 and not above. And anybody above the age of 13 is then granted access into adult content, quote unquote. And I think to answer that question, you were talking about, Arv, about how do you identify whether somebody is of a certain age. It says here, you know, the whole thing about if you are found to be under the age of 13 for Instagram, you have to upload some identification to show what age you are. Simple process, you know. The whole KIV stuff that we've had, for crypto. You know, if you want to open an account with some crypto services, you have to upload your ID and a photograph and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's a pain in the bum, yes, but it solves a large amount of these problems that we're talking about.
There's some accountability.
Yeah, there's accountability.
Yeah. But it's also because, like, maybe these platforms don't have the right procedures to protect these kind of information that users upload. Right. So if you imagine if Instagram say, like, from today onwards, all users need to upload some proof of identification.
Instagram will be down for 2 days.
They will lose a lot of people because there are a group of people who may not want to share their identification, you know, photos with a platform like that, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, if you look at some of the more popular Instagram accounts, you know, they are accounts that are not necessarily personal accounts. Mm. They are sharing other people's content. And so what they're doing is they're not creators.
Yeah.
So how would you do that? You know, I am the owner owner of this channel, but technically you're not.
I'm a curator.
You're
not
a curator.
How would you filter? How would you know?
Yeah. Right. So that's part of the discussion. There's more to come after the break, of course. Let us know what you think about this and which kind of apps do you think should have an age check feature. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. And if you're over the age of 13, please get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Short break with some music coming up from the Jackson 5, Dancing Machine here on BFM 89.9.
Backing female ministers. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury with
Jeff Sandu.
I'm Indy Braj.
We're talking about which apps should have an age check feature after the article published in TechCrunch yesterday, how Instagram still doesn't age check kids and how that must change. There's an update earlier today. Instagram has now launched an age gate for its app, but it will only appear to new signups and not to existing users, which means 1 billion users won't have been checked to ensure that they're over the age of 13. We've had a couple of messages. Arv, over to Twitter first.
Yeah, so this is from Chief Thad, who says, just make it mandatory to put warning up front like video games. The rest are up to individuals or and parents. Anyway, young children below 12 should not be allowed to own a smartphone. If have to, just get them a classic phone. I think that time has passed.
Yeah.
Like for the kids below 12, I think they are, you know, as young as one or two, they have iPads, iPhones. It's just they are born with devices in their hands. So it's just about making sure whether they are safe with those devices or not.
I've got Saya Hamiza over on Insta Story who says Insta, FB, YouTube, Twitter, Snapchat, everything. You know, and part of me is like not disagreeing with that. I think, you know, for most of these things, you should be of a certain age. And we should have a kid-friendly version for most of them.
Or maybe in the future, what you will see is you will have like a one central login, you know, kind of police officer hub thing, right? So you go to this department online, not physically go there. You go to this department online and you register yourself, and then you are immediately, you know, have access to this, right? They give you the access to that, so then you can sign up for the, you know, the platforms that we have in the future. Maybe that's like one way in the future. It's just like getting your MyCard, for example, right? Like, you know, if you want to, once you hit the certain age, you go and make your own MyCard, and then once you hit like 18, you go and update the MyCard because your face changes. So, you know, maybe you could do that same kind of procedure or steps, of course not, you know, physically going there, but shorten it, but make it like, you know, do it in that online fashion. Of course, in order for you to do this, you have to get like all kind of government agencies and governments from all the countries that these apps are involved in to agree on the common standard, and then to get all these players, the Facebooks, the Googles, Microsoft, Amazon of the world, to actually then say like, yes, okay, that's the next step of loggings in the future, right? We won't provide a...
You're not asking for much, Jeff.
Come on, like, you know,
I'm sure China would do something
utopian
like that.
Utopian, you know what?
That's WeChat, the social credit score thing, right? It will ban you from certain services when you misbehave. So what's stopping them from even like, you know, hey, you're 12 years old, you can't actually access this platform, because they know who you are, they know your age. So I'm just saying that there are elements in different cultures, the way that they look at tech, you know, we may not agree with all of them, but there are elements that could be used. It's a tough ask, of course.
Okay, hold that thought then. So not too long ago, the author of the article was talking about underage kids within stuff like TikTok and whatever. Yeah. And what he managed to do was to sit down with the CEO, Alex Ju, of what was then Musical.ly, which has, of course, gone on to become TikTok, back in 2016 at TechCrunch Disrupt. And now he spoke to him about letting 10-year-olds flaunt their bodies on the app of TikTok or Musical.ly back then. And this is what he had to say.
The biggest question that comes to me when I've used Musical.ly is that I'm a little bit terrified because some of the kids that I see on this app seem extremely young. I mean, not just under 13, or not just 13-year-olds, which are actually allowed on most services like Facebook and Instagram, but kids that look like they're 11, 9, 7 years old. And these are kids with millions of followers.
Right.
And some of them are acting quite provocatively. Does Musical.ly abide by the child online privacy protection rules?
Absolutely.
How do you guys abide by that? Because you don't ask users for their age.
Right, so that's actually compliant with the regulation.
That sounds like that's feigning ignorance, though.
Right, but we could do something similar to Snapchat, right? Collecting the age, the year of birth, but those kids, they will anyway say they're over 13, right? So that doesn't really change the conversation. For us, the most important thing is we have to make sure the environment is safety. And going back to your previous point, a lot of users, especially top users, they're under 13, but they are being monitored by their parents. So we do have WeChat communication with our parents on a daily basis. They tell us, hey, their kids want to participate in a specific challenge. Can we design a challenge? So that solves the problem by collaborating with kids.
A bit squirmy, that.
Yeah, it's basically like, yeah, they can just lie about the age. So,
which right. is true. Because, it is true, yeah. You know, that's one way of bypassing. It's just like skip ads, right? It's as long as you can skip the ad, you would skip the ad.
Yeah, yeah.
So as long as you give it an option like, you know, hey, you got to give us your date of birth. If it's just a number that you have to fill it up, you fill it up. Like, I'll be honest, like sometimes when I'm trying to sign up for a service that I'm just testing it out and then it asks for my date of birth, I just randomly put in some date of birth simply because I just want to test out the service. I may not want to actually be committed to the service. I'm just going to, you know, like I was born in, you know, 1976 or something. Sorry, Rich, but like, you know,
see,
like
every time.
I mean, I'll just randomly put in just so that I want to get access to the service and then test it out.
You do get different services in 1976, just so you know. No, just anyway, but
that's the thing with these, like the giant tech companies and stuff, where they talk about like the algorithms and they can find out all about you and they know where you live and where you stay, where you've been. But then when you press them about, like, you know, how do you find out if someone is above the age of 13? Oh, we don't know. They can just lie about it. So, what do we do? You know?
Okay, so thankfully, TikTok was eventually fined. $5.7 million this year for violating the COPPA and forced to change. And now, as part of their response, TikTok started showing an age gate to both new and existing users, removed all videos of users under 13, and restricted those users to a special TikTok Kids experience where they can't post videos, comment, or provide any COPPA-restricted personal info. If even a Chinese app, social media app, that Facebook CEO has warned threatens free speech with censorship is doing a better job protecting kids than Instagram, something does have to change, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would love to see Instagram actually having kids-friendly version of Instagram, right? Because that for me is really important. Because Instagram, you can get lost in this photo sharing app, right? You may only follow a couple of people, but there are things like, you know, the trends, and, you know, something may go on trend and it may be a bad trend to follow, especially for someone, you know, for someone who's below the age where they could, you know, think maturely and understand the consequences of doing these things. Because, you know, if you're talking to a 7 or 8 year old kid, they won't understand the impact that it has. So definitely where, you know, you can't see, like, you know, the all the major trends. You see kid friendly trends. You click on the sort of like the search and highlight, you get kid friendly kind of you know, photos and visuals and videos and stuff, right? You can only follow certain types of individuals, you know. So if let's say for us, if, you know, if you're like a photographer, for example, where you may take maybe some dangerous shots, maybe you're not allowed to be followed by users under the age of 13. That's just the consequences of you being in a job that has risk, that, you know, kids may not understand the risk that it. We've seen, I think, reports about how, you know, sometimes people take selfies and they, you know, that is like the last photo they've ever taken because, you know, death by selfie, it's like a big thing, right? So, you know, maybe for, and we've seen daredevils going, climbing up, you know, the top of, you know, KLCC and the Burj Dubai and, you know, taking selfies from there and all. What impact does that have to a kid who's 7 or 8 years old thinking like, hey, that looks like fun. That clearly looks like fun. Like, you know, we won't deny that looks like fun, but we know that looks dangerous as well. Yeah. So we ain't going to do that.
I think part of the problem was, for the longest time, all of these apps, the whole remit was to gather as many people and, you know, up their numbers as fast as they could, right? So the whole, how old are these people, wasn't really much of an issue at the beginning, you know? Yeah. And it's only over time that we've learned just how many people join these apps that, you know, it's become, okay, now we really need to do something
that maybe shouldn't be on the apps yet.
Right. Yeah. Folks, we're going to take a short break. Do feedback about this, though. What kind of apps do you think should have an age check feature? And if so, you know, how would you implement it? Or would you have like a kid-friendly version of something? Let us know. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. When we come back, it's all about the GIFs. First, though, Queens of the Stone Age, Gonna Leave You on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.